Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister. In our 8 o'clock hour as we begin the week, our resident political analyst, who I always say wears many hats. Do you get a break when school's out to some degree from that work?
Yes and no, because you have to remember I'm dealing with lawmakers. So, for example, you have the Pennsylvania budget going on, and other states are doing the same exact thing, and that determines school funding. So you're talking to legislators and lawmakers in regards to what will the school funding look like for at least the next year. And in some states, they do their budgets on a two-year basis. So they're having discussions every other year to dictate the next 2 years. So you're talking about funding. You're talking about curriculum. You're talking about school size. Sometimes you're talking about schools closing. Sometimes you're talking about schools opening. So it's not dealing with kids, but you're still dealing with the decisions that impact kids. And if you and doing that while people are on vacation and trying to get their attention to say, okay, I know it's June and I know it's 85 degrees outside. August is coming. What are we doing? So in some regards, it's a little easier. It's not as tense. But the flip side is if you don't plan well in June, your September is not going to look too good.
That sounds like a question. Do you ask, for instance, the Steelers? A lot of people think, well, after the season's over, they come back in a few months to a draft. Oh, they come back at the end of summer for the camp. But
it's not 1967 anymore.
It's all in, all on.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of people surprised to hear the U.S. bombed Iran on Saturday when we got the word. Didn't know how to react because that's a significant, significant maneuver with these 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs, never used before, dropped by the B-2s with Tomahawk missiles also. And I think the hope is that this is a one-off for that part of it. I don't know too many people that want to get in an all-out war with any country right now.
Well, one, for hardliners in Iran, they're going to look at this and say, this is why Pakistan insisted upon having a nuclear weapon. This is why India insisted upon having a nuclear weapon. This is why China and the Soviet Union and even North Korea insisted upon having a nuclear weapon. Because if you do not have that ultimate deterrent, you are vulnerable to this at all time. There are going to be factions in Iran that said, see, we told you that the Americans could not be trusted long term. And for those that don't trust the United States going all the way back to the 1950s and do not trust Western powers going all the way back further than that, when you talk about Iran and Great Britain, the UK, these are the type of incidences that ferment that lack of trust. We're not going to be able to get the same type of diplomatic solution that we're looking for. So now we have to ask ourselves the question, what cycle are we on now? There are going to be factions in Iran that are going to want to have some type of asymmetrical response. That goes back to terrorism. And to be quite honest, Larry, I think that cities like Pittsburgh need to be on high alert. I think areas such as Allegheny County have to be on high alert much more than your New York cities, your Philadelphias, because...
Really?
Yes.
Some people may be surprised to hear you say that.
I say that because if you're going to go after a target to create a level of terror, terrorism is all about not only the damage, but the fear. You're not going to go after a city that is always on high alert. New York City's always on high alert. L.A., always on high alert. Chicago, always on high alert. You go after the medium cities. What's the latest big terrorism attack that we had? It was New Orleans. Now, granted, people party in New Orleans around New Year's Eve, but it's not your major New York City type of city. I think that we here in Western Pennsylvania, and I would even go up to Erie as well, that part of Western Pennsylvania, local leaders need to be on high alert and really start looking at the geopolitical climate and prepare for that. If we're looking more at plastic bags and homelessness than we are about can we be attacked at a time like this because of geopolitical matters, it makes us more vulnerable. And I think that this is going to be a litmus test for leaders, not just Governor Shapiro, but I'm talking about mayors and county executives and local city councils are going to have to be much more attentive to these type of things than they're used to being.
The bombs dropped were targeted on nuclear sites, they believed, where they were enriching, you know, uranium and making progress and had a true nuclear threat. Do you think this is a one-off for bombing?
For this episode, yes. But again, if you're the Iranians, and you say, look, we already said 10 years ago with the JCPOA, when President Obama was in office, that we want to have nuclear capabilities for civilian purposes. We allowed you to bring experts in to check us on that process. We were complying with the agreement, and your next president pulled out of it unilaterally. And the Israelis have now persuaded that president to do something that no other American president has done. We still don't know if all of their nuclear materials have been destroyed. And that's one of the things that has to be confirmed. If that's not the case, and again, if you're a hardliner in Iran that does not trust the West, why not say, okay, they didn't get to all of it. This makes us have to accelerate this even more. We have to get to a bomb. And then you go back to your allies. You go back to China. You go back to Russia. And you say, look, we have told you repeatedly, you've told us, we've told you, you can't trust the West. And here's another example of that. You're going to need to help us move further along. And the last thing we could afford to have is to have China and Russia become closer to Iran. We didn't like when China got closer to Russia when it came to the Ukraine war. If we now see those two countries get closer to Iran moving forward, now we have a serious problem in the Middle East.
All right, we'll have more with Lenny McAllister with us on the Big K Morning Show. Hey, Tamira Rush,
yes.
Back from a health hiatus.
Yes, I had foot surgery. I had a ganglion cyst on my foot that needed to be removed immediately.
And you couldn't walk for a while.
I couldn't walk for a while. I couldn't wear, you know me, I'm very stylish.
Yes, you are.
I couldn't wear heels. I couldn't wear any high heels at all. And I couldn't wear shoes, so...
You could have come barefoot.
Okay. No.
What do you think? You know,
on these floors?
It's
turn around, look around.
95 degrees outside. You could have been okay. Yeah.
Not on these floors.
No.
I mean, there's...
No, you'd have to be tested for a complete other scan.
Yes, exactly.
So it wasn't true one of our colleagues dropped a bowling ball on your foot.
That's what we heard.
That is not true.
Okay.
That is not true.
Well, it's good to see you.
Accordion, maybe, because
back in action.
I am back, but I have one thing to say. No one around here cares about me at all other than Pat Sebtak. No one sent a text outside of my boss, PJ Comanchik. No one sent a text to say, how are you? Are you okay? Do you need anything?
Well, hold on. Larry and I sent a text with a bowling ball emoji and a question mark.
To
and
who?
You never responded.
To me?
Yeah, and Pat was our contact.
No, I didn't receive anything, honestly. And I mean, I was on oxycodone for...
We were told. now the truth comes out. I might have gotten a text from you all, but I was on oxycodone. I don't know.
It's like, oh my goodness. Now, you and I go way back.
Yeah.
I am very disappointed in you, but I'm not. I mean, hey.
Get in line.
that ship sailed, sister.
Jesus, like no one. That is amazing. I've been here 29, almost 30 years. No one even reached out to say, "Hey, are you okay?" Anyway, but I'm doing very well. I look great. I feel great. So I'm good.
All right.
Anyway, we're trending. I'm trending.
T, is there a story behind the fact that your shoes don't match?
Is it? This is the first time in her career where she came where her shoes don't match.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say anything, Lenny.
She can still kick you with one foot underneath the table.
I can absolutely do that. But it's still bandaged. It's still wrapped up. I'm in a little pain. But I wear one croc on my right foot. They have a boot. I'm booted. They booted me for 2 weeks, right? So I was weight bearing or whatever that is.
Are you going to be ready for training camp?
Huh?
For Steeler training
camp? She'll be ready after the bye week. That's why it's a good thing that we have an early bye week.
Well, we're moving along. But anyway, trending. Are we trending? Do we still have time to trend?
Yeah, well, let's trend away after you've... verbally
right now, accordions and bowling balls are trending with me.
I want to get serious when I talk about the incident that happened in East Liberty, right? I mean, you go from Juneteenth in Mellon Park, that was tremendous.
Very peaceful.
I mean, very peaceful. Shout out, big time shout out to B. Marshall and his team. They did a fantastic job this weekend, and we don't want to overshadow what he did this weekend with something as unfortunate as this. However, this is really troublesome. I mean, Facebook is lit up. People are upset. People don't know why. People are looking for questions. I reached out to Olga to see if Mayor Ganey is going to make a statement. She said not at this time, but she would let me know when he does that. But I mean,
so for those that didn't hear, there were five people taken to the hospital, and then at least 10
overall
others.
Yeah, who were falling or something to that effect.
Do we know what started it all?
No, we don't. But there are some news sources that are stating it was at a basketball court where the incident took place. I'm not certain about that. But I'm just searching, looking to see exactly what it was. 11:45 at night on a Sunday. So, I mean, you have to keep that in mind as well. The temperatures were hot. It was exhausting last night. So, I mean, we really don't know.
And the thing about this, T, is, you know, one of the things that we have to do as a community is not conflate the community in Juneteenth and what happened with individuals at 11:45 at night on a Sunday night.
Correct.
With young people. And
Correct.
That's unfortunately is what happens a lot of times. They conflate the two, and it's like one does not have to do with the other.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to make it clear, because Mellon Park is also in East Liberty. Yep. So you don't want for people to put those things together. And that's why I'm making a point today to let the listeners know that the Juneteenth weekend starting on Thursday was tremendous. It was great, family friendly. I mean, he did a fantastic job. So I don't want people to put those two together to say, oh, this is what happens, this is what they do, because these are the things that we often hear. But we have to really, really, really separate the two and just focus on what exactly happened last night.
And we used to hear a lot more about East Liberty, but it's been very quiet for a long, long time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Long time. There have been other parts of the city, South Side being one of them, gets a lot of attention, obviously downtown and other communities. But East Liberty's been pretty quiet when it comes to crime.
Yeah. We heard, like you said, something, was it South Side? It was over there. There was huge crowds, thousands of kids or people attending. I mean, what do you do? I mean, it's something that needs to be addressed. I mean, you think about things happening and you don't point fingers, because that's not what we do. But we know for sure that something needs to happen.
All right. Tamara Rush back in the saddle.
I am.
Good morning show. Larry Richard with our Monday in-studio guest, our colleague, Lenny McAllister. So, Lenny, a lot to unwind after the weekend. It came as a surprise to a lot of people that the United States would actually bomb Iran, in this case, the nuclear sites. 14 of those bunker buster 30,000-pound bombs and a myriad of Tomahawk missiles as well. Me personally hoping that will be enough, but the rest of the world's kind of holding their breath.
And again, it's because there are different ways that Iran can respond. Again, Hamas is an arm of Iran. Hezbollah is an arm of Iran. The Houthis are an arm of Iran. We know that they are the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world as a nation state. We know that there are terrorism cells throughout the world. The bottom line is, if Iran attacks, for example, the UK, their subway system, France, Germany, Spain, you attack Western Europe, you now are pulling more people into this. And if they were to respond in kind, now, again, you have Russia, who's already been pushing back against the NATO powers in Western Europe. Now their interest peaks in getting involved in this. The Chinese, who gets a lot of their oil from Iran through the Strait of Hormuz, if that ends up getting threatened, it's going to be less about our economy, even though it will, in fact, impact our economy. But it's going to be more about the Chinese economy. Now, let's not forget, you have all these things that can disrupt the geoeconomic affairs of the world at a time that we're living in post-Liberation Day, April 2nd, with all the tariffs and the back and forth. We were already in an economic war, a trade war. Now we're talking about involving the military in multiple places. We are at war. Now, the question's going to be, Larry, what does war look like and how do we de-escalate it? Because the economic war has already been going on. Now we're having military strikes. Now we're having it with our allies. And now we've taken this step over the weekend. How do we back out of this and start calming tensions down? Which, by the way, ironically enough, MAGA voters are not interventionists. They're isolationists. So to see all these actions happen, it's almost the antithesis, if not almost, it is the antithesis of what they voted for in 2024. The average MAGA voter is America first, leave the rest of the world alone, make sure you take care of our workers, you make sure you take care of me, and let others take care of themselves.
So that said, the response from Iran immediately was to send a barrage of missiles to Israel. Some got through and hit targets inside their country. So nobody's 100% sure what will happen next, but it has put everybody on edge.
And it hit a hospital. So again, now Israel has the decision to make, because now you're talking about an asymmetrical response, because the rhetoric can very easily be, we hit your nuclear facilities. You knew this was coming because from several reports, there were not personnel on site, and you moved your nuclear material, which means you knew we were coming. So we minimized casualties there. Your response is to hit a hospital in Israel. There can be an argument to be made that they're going to respond in kind and take out a civilian target in Iran. Maybe it's something smaller. Maybe it's on the outskirts of a major city or a second-tier city. But once we start doing that, we have escalated things. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Israel does as a response to it, Iran's attacks as a result of the attack from the United States.
And it has taken the focus off a lot of other issues in the moment. But what beyond this will get most play politically?
Let's see what happens on Wall Street. Let's see what happens in the economy, because we do know when it comes to the Trump administration that they will have pause if stocks in the stock market goes sideways. I mean, TACO exists as an acronym because every time Trump saw the stock market go a certain way, he would pull back on the tariffs. Now, as of right now, what we're hearing is that it's not impacted futures that much yet. But if it were to impact the economy, that would have an impact on what the Trump administration does. And that would have an influence, obviously, on Israel as well. And maybe that's the way we back out. But if traders say we kind of expected this, we baked this into the cake, don't be shocked if you continue to see these volleys, both rhetorically and militarily, going back and forth, at least between Israel and Iran, unfortunately, for the next maybe week, couple of weeks, and then we'll see where things go from there.
Lenny McAllister, a final word coming up in just a few minutes. Lenny, appreciate you coming in today.
Always enjoy being with you as always, Larry.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said on Sunday, the U.S. does not seek war with Iran after bombing three nuclear sites. Retired Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie agrees, but
we've made it clear to them that if they choose to attack us, our response will be overwhelming.
I think everybody now waiting to see what that response will be, at least when it comes to the United States.
We're in the middle of a heat wave with a high in the mid-90s today, and that could set a new record.
This is definitely not a temperature that we see too often here in Western PA.
Yeah, it brings up a whole series of issues for people, especially if they have no air conditioning or no way to get cool.
And we're talking right now, we're interviewing Dr. Kevin Wong in the newsroom about the way to dehydrate and the role of potassium and other electrolytes. We'll have that story coming up a little bit from now. Also, Paul Skeens didn't pitch Sunday, but Pirates fans turned out a big numbers anyway because
oh, we were so excited to get the Superman bobblehead because he is the Superman pitcher. We love Paul Skeens.
Did you ever get a bobblehead, Lenny?
No.
You're not a bobblehead guy.
No.
Did you see Paul Alexander donated remnants
I have
of his
seen those.
Bobblehead oh, yeah. collection.
What a lineup.
Based on his...
I love this 1970s ones because that's where you had the mismatched uniforms, which was really cool. That made us unique yeah. as Pirates fans back in the 70s.
Those were great unis.
Yes, they were.
And this is tied into the new Superman movie that's coming out. So it's Paul pulling his Pirates jersey open to reveal the Superman logo on his chest. There you go. Thank you, Paul. Okay, morning show. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister. Get some final thoughts. Lenny, things in some ways typically quiet down in the summer for a period, but we're still looking to get a budget at the state level alone. Now, it doesn't look like we'll get that budget by the end of June, which is when it's supposed to be done.
And people that hear that should not freak out because this is not the first time this has happened. Now, it as long as it doesn't go down a path we saw 10 years ago, one of Tom Wolf's first budgets, the negotiations went into the fall and then in early winter. That is problematic, obviously. Constitutionally, it's supposed to be done by June 30th. There are times where it just doesn't get done. The question's going to be when we follow this, Larry, is, how far along are they this week? If it's a couple of things here and there, they may pass most of the budget one way and then reconcile the rest afterwards. If they're nowhere near where they want to be, this could go out for a while. This is going to be the last period of time where lawmakers can do this before an election year next year, including a gubernatorial race next year. And one of the things that will come up, and we've talked about this at the beginning of the hour, is education funding. It is always one of the biggest political footballs coming out of Harrisburg.
It's the single biggest line item,
yes.
too. So some people suggesting you just can't pour money and make things better necessarily.
Yes, and that is true. And I would agree with that generally speaking. In fact, I do, and I base my career on that. At the same time, in the Commonwealth, we have this decision that came down from Commonwealth Court a couple of years ago, roughly, that talks about the inequality in funding. So now lawmakers, 203 in the House and 100 in the Senate, or 50 in the Senate, excuse me, have to sit there and look and say, okay, we have this decision from the courts. We're supposed to equalize funding. We have this push of how we've been doing things, and it hasn't been working out per se. And then we have this push from the school choice movement saying people want more scholarships, people want more opportunity, because the more money we dump into public education, we're not getting commensurate results. So you have all three of these things going on at once while they're trying to figure out, as you just said, the largest line item in the state budget annually.
And part of the issue is they don't know exactly what they're getting from the federal level. So it's hard to create a final budget if you have this large gray area.
And on top of that, now the savings that the state had been building up at one point in time is now starting to be eroded. We're not saving at the same rate. Now we have to sit there and say, okay, how will we both increase a budget? Because usually every governor wants to increase the budget. How do we increase a budget, increase education funding and the like, when revenues may be going down? Something that, again, lawmakers have to deal with at a time where the emergency money that came in because of COVID is no longer there for school districts and the state. And we still have these needs that are sitting out there, including learning loss that has not been made up by students after COVID. So we have this ongoing crisis of education at a time where the funding may be going down.
Lenny, always appreciate your time. Have a cool week. You got to be outside a lot.
I'm a dad.
You got baseball.
I'm going to be outside. I just got to try my best to stay cool.
I mean, we played Little League baseball and high temperatures. I mean,
and we're here.
We're still here. Yeah. So you got baseball games this week?
We have baseball coming up this week. We have basketball camps coming up this week. And, you know, the number one thing I have to try to make sure I do this week, Larry, is try to be cool, but nobody could ever be as cool as Larry Richard.
Wow. On that note, God bless you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.